This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. A motorcycle and an Amish buggy collided on Tuesday evening at the intersection of Germania Road and Cleland Road in Sanilac County, prompting an emergency response after early reports indicated multiple victims were unresponsive in the roadway. At 5:12 p.m., a call came across the Huron County scanner requesting Bingham Township Fire Department to assist the Sanilac County units for a motorcycle versus Amish buggy crash involving three individuals in the road who were unresponsive. The severity of the initial report led to a request for a medical helicopter, which was later canceled as ground crews continued treatment and transport. Responding agencies included the Michigan State Police, the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department, the Bingham Township Fire Department, and the Sanilac Fire Department. Photos from the scene were taken at around 5:30 p.m. and can be viewed in the full written story online at thumbnet.net. Authorities have not released the conditions of those involved or the details of what caused the collision in the first place, and the investigation is currently ongoing. And in other news for today, the Lake Township Board of Trustees will be meeting at 5 p.m. on Thursday, April the 16th at the Township Hall. Placing a ballot issue before voters takes a lot of research, as well as a review of its need and careful drafting of the wording of the request. According to the township's preliminary agenda, the board is expected to schedule a special meeting to decide when to meet to work on the ballot proposal language. To attend the meeting via phone, you can call 224-501-3412. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
That refund check isn't just extra cash. It's your down payment on a premium pre-owned vehicle you'll enjoy driving from Al Hansen Motors. Like a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has remote start, heated cloth seats, lane keep assist, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With 85,000 miles, you can take it home for just $16,980. If you need more space and you're looking for something with all the bells and whistles, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium with 103,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and has every option available. Heated and cooled leather seats, heated second row seats, heated steering wheel, park and lane keep assist, remote start, dual moonroof, power liftgate, third row seating, and a 3.6 V6 with no turbos. Take it home for just $17,980. If you need a four-wheel drive, I also have a 2016 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. It's already set up for what you need with a towing package, power liftgate, heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, and a naturally aspirated 3.2 V6 with 78,000 miles. You can drive it home for $16,980. With the gas prices on the rise, save at the pump with a 2017 Ford Fusion. It gets good fuel economy and has Bluetooth and a backup camera. You can take it home for just $99.80. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now's the time to make it happen. Take that tax refund and turn it into something you'll use every single day at Al Hansen Motors.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill, who had issued a show cause hearing for Jace Baker regarding alleged unpaid court obligations, resulted in a bench warrant for his arrest. Baker failed to appear in court on April the 13th, as ordered, back on March the 11th. The court confirmed a certificate of mailing for the order was sent to his last known address on March the 12th. The outstanding court obligations date back to July of 2010, June of 2013, and April of 2015, totaling $47,010. And another news for today. Nowadays, safety often needs to come first, and the Huron County Commissioners have begun to realize that and take initial steps at their most recent county meeting to make the county building safer. They've approved having the east and west entrances to the county building locked and closed to the general public. The Huron County staff are the only ones who can use those entrances. And during the discussion, it was noted that only county employees are to use those entrances, and they are not allowed to bring non-staff members with them. If a non-staff person tries to get into the building along with an employee, law enforcement will be called to handle the issue. The general public can enter the county building using the north and south doors. Those access changes were used, and a study was also done on ways to make the county building more secure. Limiting access to the county building was brought up several months ago, and a study was also done. Limiting access to the building was the first step. Limiting access was originally planned to start in June, but is instead going to be starting on May the 1st instead. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.